It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Holmes kicks the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive up the middle, base hit, game over. Phillies win it. Castellanos, his fourth walk-off hit of the season as the Phillies win it 3-2 here in the bottom of the 11th.
Ah, there it was. Sunday Night Baseball. Nick Castellanos, who delivered in the sixth, delivered again in extra innings. The Phillies take 3 out of 4 from the Atlanta Braves. Welcome back to the Midday
Show.
I
called it.
Who called it? You?
I called that.
I thought you did. Did you guarantee it?
I didn't guarantee it. Though, so it doesn't hit as much.
Gotcha. Doesn't hit as much. But gotcha. Here's what we all have noticed the last couple months. Nick Castellanos has been Mr. Consistent for the Phillies. And now after 3 out of 4 against the Atlanta Braves, the final countdown is under 20. The magic number for the Phillies to clinch the NL East, which really, if you've been paying attention, has been over since early June, is 19. The magic number to clinch a spot in the playoffs, just get in, is now 17. Phillies open up a 6-game road trip tonight in Toronto and then to Miami, so let's chop off some more numbers from that. But, Hugh, after the weekend, especially Sunday, you know, you had a whole day off yesterday to reconsider your position because a lot of people out there want you to apologize to Nick Castellanos.
Oh, no, and I see it, and yeah. I respect the fact that you guys want me to apologize to somebody who's actually going out there to do their job.
This is above and beyond his job now.
No, yeah, but it's something where he should have been doing this a while ago. So, no, I'm not apologizing.
He's the team MVP right now, Hugh.
No, and I'm happy for him. And, Nick, if you're listening, I commend you. I appreciate you.
And
you still ain't getting no
and
apology
I'm
from
sorry.
Me. Sorry for what? For being here and just listening?
No, no. See, you make play Mr. Innocent. You facilitated.
I didn't facilitate.
A lot of people ripping
him. I let it happen.
You did. You stood by.
Yeah. But
and
I,
you say you're
I didn't,
sorry for
I
that.
Didn't, no, for letting it happen. No, he deserved it. When they were ripping him, he deserved that. He knows it. That's why, you know what I do respect, though? Is that he's in a position now where I like to listen to his press conferences.
Oh, it's fun, yeah.
Because he is reflective and he's humble. But he knows he's playing well right now. He knows he's that dude right now. So I respect that.
The thing about Sunday, too, that was so impressive, he fell behind in both those counts. The one where he had the 2-run hit in the sixth and then the winning hit. When he falls behind in the count, usually he's dead meat, right? He'll swing at a bad pitch. He'll strike out. But he battled, and he got pitches he could handle, and he won the game. Big, big weekend for the Phillies. And the Phillies now have a 7-game lead with 25 to play. They're in Toronto tonight. Tyler Phillips, who's back to take Taiwan's spot in the rotation, pitches tonight. All right, it wasn't all great, though, over the weekend. And it has nothing to do with on the field. It was off the field. Bryce Harper spoke to Todd Zielecki on Friday, and he acknowledged there was a reason for his power outage. He's not feeling great. Apparently, a wrist that's been bothering him since May and an elbow issue that's been flaring up lately. That's why he's wearing a black sleeve on his arm. Mm-hmm. Now, he said this has nothing to do with the Tommy John surgery a couple years ago, which we hope is obviously true, and it's not a serious thing, but he's dealing with some stuff. Here's Harper after the game earlier this weekend talking about how he's feeling physically.
How is your body feeling right now?
Yeah, I feel fine. I feel good. You know, it's August, obviously, so I think everybody's, you know, grinding a little bit. But, you know, it's part of the game.
Yeah, if you've been grinding through some things, why are you confident that come October you'll be feeling the way you want to feel?
I just have to. That's it. I think that's just, like I said, it's part of the game. It's part of, you know, the process of going through a season. So just got to stay the course. I understand that, you know, I rely heavy on my body, things I do as well. So just got to go.
Do they seem like nagging injuries, or is it something that you're concerned about, bothered by?
No, not concerned.
All right, so Bryce said he's not concerned, but obviously it's been going on a while, and it's noticeable because he hasn't had home runs, I think, since August 9th. It's been a while now since Bryce has gone deep. Here, what
I make of what he said?
Yeah.
Interesting the timing. And, you know, it kind of answers a lot of questions about why, you know, and what was it we were talking about a few weeks ago where he didn't pinch hit, he didn't come out there.
His day off,
kind of answers that a little bit. I would say, why say anything now? You know, I mean, because I get it. You were asked, you told, but it's almost like it's a built-in excuse.
Well, like, it does feel a little bit like there was at least an explanation from him on why he hasn't been himself. I have a thought on this.
What you got?
The division is basically over now. I mean, I know some people out there, but not yet. No, it's over. It's been over since June. It's really over. If he's feeling this, they should put him on the injured list for 2 weeks. Give Bryce a break here. He's played through he has had one day off, right? Just the one day off, and that was the day that everyone got mad Topper didn't pinch hit for him.
You think that's what he's trying to get the
day
off?
Well, I don't know if he's asking for that. I'm saying if I'm the Phillies, I'm putting him on the IL. Give him 2 weeks to get it knocked out. I don't know what he's dealing with, soreness, tendonitis, whatever's going on in his wrist and his elbow. But these games the next few weeks matter for seeding, yes, but really what mostly matters is they need him right in October. I would give him 2 weeks off.
And I'm never question what Topper knows about his team, but if Bryce Harper is ailing, then I need a healthy Bryce Harper down the stretch. I don't know. It just sounds kind of weird. The timing is kind of weird for me, Joe. It's a little weird because now he's telling us he's been banged up, and Topper's been pretty good about getting guys rest when they need to get rest. So it's one of those things. It just kind of, the timing is kind of weird.
I imagine as they get closer to clinching in those last week or so, they're going to give him time, you know, because they can do that if they'll just give him days off. I would put him on the IL for a couple weeks. All right, the other big thing over the weekend was the dominant performance by Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler is flying under the radar here, having another brilliant season. Now the question is, can he steal the Cy Young from Chris Sale of the Atlanta Braves? Let's hear Wheeler after the game on, well, when did he pitch? He was Sunday? Was Sunday night Wheeler? No, Saturday.
Saturday.
Sunday was Noel, who pitched very well as well. Saturday after the game, Zach Wheeler on his performance and really the goal of winning a Cy Young.
You've gotten close in the Cy Young race the last few years. Do you feel like entering September, you put yourself in the discussion?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, it's just one of those things. You come into the season, and that's one of your personal goals is to win that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with personal goals, because if you set those and you do well and you accomplish them or you come even close to it, you're helping the team a lot. And that's all I try to do every year, is just try to be the best that I possibly can. And I know that will help the team.
All right, Hugh, we got a Cy Young race on our hands done last month of the season. Right now, Chris Sale is the favorite. Over at FanDuel, he's -550, Wheeler +300, 3-1. I think it's pretty close. Like, Hugh, I think right now Sale would win it if they ended the season.
Yeah.
But if Wheeler pitches better than him in the month of September, he could steal the Cy Young.
Keep going, man. I mean, yeah, and it's funny because, you know, when you talk about early in the season, we had like three guys. We're like in conversation for that. But now that Wheeler's emerged as the dude, yeah, just keep going. Really?
I think it's closer than the odds say. I mean, their ERA is 2.63 for Wheeler, 2.58 for Sale. Their adjusted ERA is very close. 14 more strikeouts for Sale, but it's close. Wheeler was just dominant in the month of August. I think he's got a real chance to steal this Cy Young. If Sale has one bad start in September, it could be taken. Yeah, it could be taken here by Zach Wheeler. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll hit everyone's phone call coming up here. I know people need to win that. We got a prize to give away. If you're on the lines, we'll get to you here. 215-592-9494. Elliot's going to check in with us at about 1:30, live from Brazil. Every time I see a photo or a video of Elliot, he's somewhere else. He's like sightseeing. He's doing the tour.
Well, he's doing his thing.
He's everywhere. We'll check in with Elliot. What's going on down in Brazil? Your phone calls here. Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC? And, of course, take on the Phillies after a big, big weekend, 3 out of 4 against the Atlanta Braves. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Your final clue for Hugh's Clues coming up on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. You've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sports. Well, we have something a little different for you. Now through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a 3-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. Then with a YouTube TV-based plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday afternoon at a market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Just visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Elliot at 1:30 live from somewhere in Brazil. We're very excited to talk to Elliot Shore Parks as he sets the scene for us down there in Brazil every day this week. All right, Hugh. We got to get back to the phones, but first, can you give everyone a fourth clue? We got to clue number four today.
We get
today.
A fourth clue?
All the way to the end. Why don't you run through the three clues and give clue number four out to everybody here.
All right. The first clue is I played a pro game in this city. The second clue is they don't have a pro team in this city. The third clue is the city is named after a former president.
And clue number four?
Deion Sanders' first home field as a professional coach. Well, not a professional coach. College coach. How about to say high school? College coach.
All right. So
this is his first field as a college coach.
So the field you played in this game you're talking about, it was Deion Sanders' first field as a college head coach. All
yes.
Right. You know what?
That's a layup.
If you know your prime trivia, that's a layup right there. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phones here. Greg in Phoenixville is up. Hey, Greg.
Hi, how you guys doing?
What's up, Greg?
Good, Greg. What's up?
Good. I got a guess at the end of my phone call, and I didn't need the fourth clue. I had it after three.
All right, good. All right, what are you thinking on the Eagles? What are you feeling here?
I was excited to begin the day, and I'll tell you what, I was driving my 11-year-old son to school, and he was watching some TikTok video, and I heard one of the NFL primetime jingles behind it, and oh my God, it was getting me so hyped.
Oh, I missed that, Greg. I think the two of them, at least recently, still did something on ESPN+, but I missed the old Sunday evening, 7 o'clock NFL primetime with Berman and Tom Jackson. It was the best.
Absolutely. I mean, that got me. That just got me amped and just kept me amped all season long. You know, for the Eagles, I was at that open practice, and I know they don't, you know, divulge a lot of plays. But I'll tell you what, watching Saquon come out of the backfield, catch some of those balls out of the flat that they did at the open practice, I'm hoping to see more of that in the Eagles offense. A little motion, some short passes and whatnot. I'm looking forward to seeing that in Brazil.
Greg, me too. I mean, I think they're going to have to, too, because right now it's up in the air if they figure out how to defend the blitz and, you know, can they have the right guard situation where they need it to be. But getting the ball out of Jalen's hands quickly is, to me, the key to everything. They need
I
to
totally
do that.
I agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Completely.
All right, Greg, you got a guess for us? What's the city that you played a game in?
I do. Jackson, Mississippi.
Yes, it is. You nailed it. Congratulations. Now, Greg, do you remember the game?
It was a preseason game,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was. 1995, when Hugh was on the Jets. Jets-Eagles, 1995, Hugh, in Jackson, Mississippi.
I don't know why we were there.
No, either.
But we were there. We were definitely
there.
Greg, good job, man. You won the prize. $50 gift card to the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Join us this Thursday. I mean, you could use your gift card whenever, but join us, everyone, this Thursday. We're going to be there live for our show, 10 to 2. Specials all day long and a beautiful view from the Chesapeake Inn Marina. Visit ChesapeakeInn.com for details. So what when you brought this up this morning, I didn't remember this. You played a game in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah, and for the life of me, I don't know why we were there, but we were there.
It was you. It was Jets Eagles
first year in the league.
First week of 95 preseason.
Yeah, because it was the Eagles' second preseason game, if I'm not mistaken, and it was our first preseason game.
We found the broadcast of this game.
Do we have some
on
of
YouTube,
it?
And it starts with
Dick Stockton.
Well, it starts with, I think, like the end of a presser of Rich Kotite.
Oh, wow. Can we hear this?
Yes.
Coaches are hired to be fired. I'm not sure I agree with that, but I have nothing but the warmest feelings for everybody. This is a dream come true, to be able to come home.
He denied any bitterness, but couldn't wait to get back to New York. And Ray Rhodes couldn't wait to tackle the head coaching job, a man with 5 Super Bowl rings richly deserved. Tonight they meet in much more than a routine preseason matchup. Ray and the Eagles, Richie and the Jets, right here, right now.
Yeah, that was weird.
And welcome. Welcome to Jackson, Mississippi.
There it is. Dick Stockton, Jackson, Mississippi. So I guess it was billed as the Rich Kotite revenge game. Is that, were they really billing up a preseason game as the Rich Kotite revenge game?
Well, yeah, I guess.
We've seen a recent example of this.
What's that?
Belichick's revenge in 2018 preseason.
Oh, yeah.
He kept the starters out there forever.
Oh, I remember that.
We beat them in the Super Bowl.
So Rich Kotite, of course, went to the Jets and proceeded to win four games over the next 2 years combined.
Yeah, it was bad.
With first-round pick Hugh Douglas leading the charge. But you were there. You were his first pick. Well,
I guess you were second. Kyle Brady. Yeah. Kyle Brady was the first.
Two first-round picks.
Were you the best player on the team? And you were rookie of the year.
I don't know, because there was a lot of questions. Like
You probably were one of the few best players.
When I was there, like I could remember people looking like, man, we can't believe we drafted this before. I remember that like it was yesterday.
Like, they don't know who he is.
It was the level of disrespect was high. So I had an attitude because they were looking like, you know how you could just tell when people are like, man, I don't know why we drafted you.
Yeah.
You're going to be a bust. So, yeah.
Well, you were not a bust. You were rookie of the year.
No, but initially, like the first couple games, I could feel that. I used to hate coming in the building because I forgot who we played. We played Miami the first game. And I don't even think I got close to the quarterback. Dan Marino was quarterback, and they had Richmond Webb. So then I remember the conversation started to shift. Like, did they draft the wrong guy?
You allowed 52 points that opening week.
We got trounced.
Man, 52.
And I forgot who we played the next week. I think it was the Patriots.
Colts.
The Colts, yeah, we got trounced that game, too. So, yeah, that third game, the pressure was starting to
be. Do you remember the first win that season that year?
Jacksonville.
You had 3 sacks in that game.
Yeah. That's when I had – that was my
– it was your breakout.
Breakout game. About to say coming out party, but that didn't
I mean, that is an appropriate word to say. It was your coming out party.
Coming out party. So, yeah, it's cool. I would have rolled him until he told me no.
I didn't remember the Jackson, Mississippi games. Apparently, the last one they did was 2006. It was the Colts played there. I had no recollection of the preseason games.
It was hot. It was hot. I remember it was just hot.
Is there anything to do in Jackson, Mississippi?
Not a whole lot.
Okay.
Not a whole lot.
Would you rather go to Jackson, Mississippi to play a game or Sao Paulo, Brazil?
I don't know. Sao Paulo seems like it would be a little bit more, like, from what I've seen from Elliot, it's a little bit more cultured.
Sure.
But, you know, that whole telling me not to go nowhere type deal, that's what they call it. Like, when you go to a city and they tell you not to do a whole lot of stuff, that's what they call a mark. You know what I mean? It's like a mark. I don't want to be a mark.
No, you do not. All right, Elliot joins us coming up at 1:30 to talk about Brazil and set the scene for the week. Sammy is up on WIP. Hey, Sammy.
Oh, my gosh. Am I on the air?
Sammy, you're on the air, Sammy. What's up?
What's going on? Happy belated birthday, too.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
I can't believe we got a football game on Friday.
Yeah, it's going down.
I remember watching those old damn games of the Tampa Bay. Now we got the real thing on Friday night. I can't wait.
It's go time here, Sammy. So, Sammy, what do you think? Is this the best team in the NFC?
You know what? I want to say yes, but, you know, the Detroit Lions and San Francisco 49ers might have something to say about it. But, you know, the Eagles are going to come strong. And, by the way, I got to give a shout-out. This is shout-out Tuesday. We got to give a shout-out to my main man, Cowboy Jim, who called Sunny Hill a couple weeks ago, and he kept it nice and easy. And it was great. Shout out to Andy from Deptford that won a $300 scratch off from the Wawa. A shout out to Mike Madman Mikey, King of Pressure, that actually held the door open for somebody. And shout out to Black Ready for getting the free big back, Kenny Donald.
Sammy, you sound like you're ready for an Eagles champ for us. You got one?
How about Saquon Barkley? 3 touchdowns. Eagles win 42-14. I don't care. And by the way, the Phillies are going to win in the business in 2011. Can I get an Eagles cheer? Still bet your fucking man. And we're going to do it now. By the way, one more thing. I'm down to 300 pounds from 340. You know I'm going to hit it.
Sammy, love you, buddy. Now we're ready for football season around here.
That was wild.
Sammy's one of my favorites.
Sammy gave everybody a shout out.
I mean,
his Eagles
chants are the best.
Yeah. He sets the bar so high for Eagles chants, man.
I appreciate it.
When I hear Sammy, I think Lincoln Financial Field, I don't know what section, two something, and he's been screaming and drinking for hours, and that's how the Eagles chant sounds.
You feel it,
give me an Eagles chant, Sammy.
Hey, 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 Eagles!
See, this is why Howard Eskin is not right usually, but sometimes he is. And when he says that it's not fair, we lost a home game, we lost a chance for Sammy to be there and to scream like that for 3 hours.
Yeah, that was wild.
I know we're going to have a lot of fans down there. It's going to be...
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, plenty of people are traveling. But the atmosphere, it's more split, Hugh. It's a neutral site game. There's going to be a lot of Packers fans, a lot of Eagles. It's not... You know, I want 70,000 Sammys in the stadium.
Yeah, like it's a home game.
Yeah, and I can't have that.
I got to feel it. Well, Green Bay has a pretty good fan base, too. I was about to say it might be more Eagles fans, but it might be split. It might be 50-50.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll ask Elliot if he's noticed some Green Bay fans down there, because Elliot's been down in Sao Paulo, I believe. He left Sunday, so he's got a...
He's been there for a while.
Yeah, he's getting the lay of the land. He's going to join us here coming up.
Ask him if he's caught Herb down there yet.
That's right. Herb is down there. Now, which of the two of them, who's more likely to stay out of trouble the whole week, Herb or Elliot?
Oh, Elliot.
You sure?
I don't know. Elliot's already, like, in danger from the tweeting thing.
Yeah, he's navigating around the tweeting rule.
Like, Herb might be a little more low-key, you know?
I think Herb is more likely to get detained, but I'm not.
You think so?
He said he's more likely. Who's more likely to get detained? That is funny.
You better keep your mouth down and shut, boy.
I just think at some point Herb is going to he's going to push back on authority, as he usually does when he's on the air with us.
Want to play with me?
Yeah. Jake and Delco, what's up, Jake?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Jake. What's up, pal?
I don't know how you follow that phone call. My goodness.
Sammy is one of one. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he lost his... He lost his larynx by, like, A or G in that one.
When we get to the L, it's over. I mean, it's just he's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Well, the comment I have is that, you know, Hugh, we all love you.
But
I knew you were going to say that. You can't say you like Cowboy Jim. That's just... It was a Freudian slip, man.
That wasn't a Freudian slip. That was real.
Jay, see, this is what it is. He no good bourbon, man. And he's an okay guy.
But he's not an ally.
No, he's not an ally. Yeah, he's not.
Yeah, but I do know what you're talking about, because you know I do. I got respect for Cowboy Jim too, because it's a bit, but he stays in it, man, and he doesn't come out of it for anything. He's going to ride it till the wheels fall off.
Yeah,
you know?
Even though we all beat him up, you're right about that. He hasn't caved. He stays, you know, being the Cowboy Jim.
And he calls, like, he regular. Does, yeah. He's a regular caller, yeah.
So that being said, I think the sentence should be Hugh loses a half a sack off his career total.
Okay, all right. So you start the season at 79.5 career sacks.
That's fine. I mean, that's okay.
The question is, by the end of the year, how many sacks does Hugh have? I'm going to guess he's under 40.
We'll have to determine whether we take away his Eagle sacks or his Jet sacks. Like, I mean, there will have to be some deliberation.
If we take away the Eagle sacks, he's going to lose his Hall of Fame.
He will not be in the Hall of Fame anymore.
Jake, what do you think? Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC?
They have the highest ceiling. I'll say that. You know, it's going to be tough to tell. I mean, the thing Hugh's been saying about, you know, they got a lot of new guys, and, you know, it's going to be a learning process for probably the first. The season's probably going to be the opposite of what it was last year. You know, I think the second half will be better than the first. And their ceiling is the highest, but I'm not ready to say
that. He don't want to say it, but he's talking about the defense. But I caught you. I caught that, Jake. You're talking about the defense. He didn't want to say it. He didn't want to give my props, Joe. But I read between the lines. He's talking about the defense.
Nobody wants to give you your props.
No, I'm just saying, because it's the truth. The one thing I've been here, I can't even get it out now. The one thing I've been since I've been here is truthful. I've just been not coming around to it.
Yeah, I mean.
T-R-U-F. How you spell that?
Yeah, I screwed that one up. It's Eminem.
Hey, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it's your truth. It doesn't mean it's the truth.
It's the truth. The truth.
Your truth and the truth are totally different things. All right, let's get the truth. What's it like down in Brazil? Elliot Shore Parks.
Did he get robbed yet?
I hope not. He's fine. He's doing good. Elliot, how we doing?
What up? How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Well, we're excited to talk to you, Elliot. So before we talk about any football, set the scene for us. Every time I see a video or a photo of you, you're in front of a different landmark. Where are you?
Yeah, and right now there happens to be a band just walking by as I do my radio hit, so perfect timing with that. I'm currently right now standing out the side of Copacabana Beach here in Rio. A few hundred Eagles fans have taken over the beach. Everywhere you look, there's a Jalen Hurts jersey or an Eagles hat. And, I mean, it's amazing. It's been a really, really cool experience so far.
Now, I know you're not there by yourself, Elliot, but I have to ask this question because I've never been to Brazil. But I've heard the women over there are phenomenal. Have you seen some, like, is it like everywhere you turn, there's, like, phenomenal women?
I'm looking at a threesome.
Let me tell you, Hugh. I am here with my wife, and she has looked unbelievable this entire trip.
Hey, way to keep it. Way to keep
it. Good answer.
Yeah, that's a great answer. That's a great answer.
But for you, Hugh, if you want, I can start to keep an eye out and let you know on the next hit what if you'd like it here.
It won't be the same as it would have been the first time. But
that's all right. Yeah, I mean, Elliot, this is the reporter you need. This is the beat reporter you need. All right, Elliot.
Yeah, so for you, Hugh, I will do it.
I'm just saying. I'm just curious because I've never been to Brazil, but I've always heard about. You know, I saw you went to the monument. The Christ monument.
Yeah, the Christ. Monument.
Yeah, and like every time I think of Brazil, I think about the Snoop Dogg video, him and Pharrell. I think of Beautiful. That's what I think of.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm going to the steps that were in that music video tomorrow. So if there's anything, you know, I'll send you a picture.
All right, I love the ambiance of the music in the background. This is great. This is perfect. All right, Elliot. After traveling, after
is that a ukulele?
It might be. After making the travel, Elliot, what's your thought on the challenge of the travel for both these teams? Because you've done it now.
So I will say I've taken long plane rides before. I've done 5, 6, 7 hour plane rides. This flight was definitely harder and longer, in all honesty, than other flights I've taken. So I will say all summer when the game was announced, and it is going to be a very cool experience. There's no denying that, but. Now that I've done the trip, it is going to be harder for these players to play on Friday than I initially anticipated. So the team is leaving tomorrow, and I believe around in the morning. So they'll do it all during the day, which I think is probably a good idea. My guess is they'll get it Wednesday night and probably, you know, somewhat go right to bed by the time they get there. They'll practice on Thursday, but it's a tough trip. I mean, even so much to the point where I think it's good they have a few days off before they start practice for their Monday night game.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here as we get set for the Eagles and Packers in Brazil on Friday night. Elliot is there right now. All right, Elliot, what did you make of Vic Fangio yesterday? Him talking about the defense, specifically Quinyon Mitchell. It sounds like rookie first game, he's going to play a lot here.
Yeah, and I think what's encouraging about Quinyon and the fact that he's going to play so much is I truly think he earned it. You know, I've covered a lot of training camps with a lot of first-round picks. And sometimes players just play because of their draft status, even if they don't have a great camp. I mean, Jalen Reagor, we saw when he was a rookie, he was out there right away, even though he was not outstanding in training camp. Quinyon, I don't think, came into camp with a starting job. I think they went in thinking it would be Avante at nickel. They would start Isaiah Rodgers on one side and Darius Slay on the other. And I think Quinyon earned a job. He really did have an impressive camp. He had some great one-on-one reps against AJ, some great reps against Avante. So I think it was very impressive. So the fact that on Friday night he's going to play a lot, it is a good test for him. The Packers receivers are very good. Jaden Reed in the slot, which is where he'll probably spend most of his time, is a tough matchup. But, you know, I think the Eagles, he's probably exceeded expectations for them since they selected him.
Ellie, we were talking earlier about the kind of game we expect on Friday night. Now, you know, both these offenses could be really good, really explosive. Both the defenses are young and kind of unproven as being good defenses because they haven't been in the last, you know, year or so.
Yeah.
But, Elliot, are you expecting a high-scoring game? Sometimes teams kind of feel each other out early in the season, but sometimes there's fireworks. Really, what kind of game are you expecting this Friday?
Yeah, so I think it's going to be high-scoring. I would bet the over if you're looking for that on Friday night, and I would do it for two reasons. One, to your point, I do think the offenses are better than the defenses. The Packers have a rookie defensive coordinator. The Eagles have a coordinator who obviously is not a rookie, but, you know, they're still learning his defense. It's his first time coaching the team. So I do think the defenses won't be as far along as both offenses. The offense, I know Kellen Moore is a change this year, but they kept a lot in place of what they had last year. And then we know last year the Packers had one of the best offenses in the NFL. So I think the offenses will be ahead of the defenses. But outside of that, to what we were talking about at the beginning of the call, I truly think this trip to Brazil is going to cause some sloppy football. I think you're going to see two teams in a new environment that are probably tired from the trip, and I think that benefits the offense. I think you could see a lot of penalties in this game. I think you'll see, you know, missed assignments, missed tackles, and that'll lead to points as well. So I do think it'll be high scoring.
All right, now that we got the football out of the way, let's get to the important stuff. So there's no tweeting in Brazil, we're hearing. That's out. So what are you doing? I saw you put up a poll last week, you know, who's going to be in charge of your Twitter account. Have you found someone to be in charge? Are you trying to skate the law down there? What's going on with the Twitter stuff?
Well, I'm definitely not trying to escape the law. I can tell you that much being down here. I'm not messing around with that. So, and look, everybody can go follow me on Threads. I've been posting a lot on Threads. I have Instagram going. But, yeah, I mean, the poll, you know, originally I posted Jack Fritz, Spike, and James Seltzer, and I believe Jack won the poll. But when I saw Jack won that, I said, I can't actually give him my password.
Yeah, that would have been a bad idea. Jack would have been a bad idea.
Yes, agreed. So, no, but, yeah, I mean, there's no Twitter down here. It does work. Like, I've been able to update it, but to be completely honest, I'm too afraid to tweet. So I'm saying.
You don't want no smoke.
Yeah, no, I'm not a rule breaker. I'm afraid of breaking rules. So I'm not trying to, you know, I would like to go to the game on Friday and get to my flight.
Home. Don't want to go to jail in Brazil.
Elliot, listen, I as a friend, I hope for the best for you. I'm just saying, as the station goes, if we get to spend next week debating on whether or not Odyssey bails you out of prison in Brazil, it's pretty good content for the week. I'm just putting it out there.
I've already told my wife if the authorities do come for me, she has to at least videotape me going and getting arrested over Twitter. If I have to go one way, doing it for Twitter, I guess, is near the top of the list of ways to go.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite a way to start
the
season.
That's hardcore, though.
That's a lot.
Hardcore.
It is. Elliot, we appreciate hopping on. Enjoy Brazil, and we'll check in again tomorrow. You tell us what's going on there.
All right, sounds good. Can't wait. Talk to you guys.
There he goes. Right, Elliot Shore Parks live in Brazil. So a couple of things. I love the band in the background. That really sets the scene for what's going on down there. And second, Elliot, he seems like he's trying to avoid prison at all costs.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, you know, I don't think the question I asked was out of pocket because
the women?
Like, I mean, when you go to Brazil, like, I don't, anybody that thinks about Brazil, they think about the carnival.
Yeah.
They think about the different festivities that they have down there. And they think about the scantily clad women that are dancing in the street. That's what I think of Brazil.
Well, Elliot, we know Elliot charts everything. So I imagine next time we talk to him tomorrow, he'll have something for you.
Hey, I hope so.
I'm sure he will. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls here. Where do you think the Eagles stack up in the NFC? I need to see it before I crown them the best in the NFC. Like Hugh Douglas over here, defense doesn't matter. Best in the NFC. I thought it's a luxury, not a necessity. Now it doesn't matter?
No, I'm saying it's a luxury.
Okay.
It's not a necessity.
All right, here we go. All right, 215-592-949 for a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Elliot at 1:30 live from somewhere in Brazil. We're very excited to talk to Elliot Shore Parks as he sets the scene for us down there in Brazil every day this week. All right, Hugh. We got to get back to the phones, but first, can you give everyone a fourth clue? We got to clue number four today.
We get a fourth clue?
All the way to the end. Why don't you run through the three clues and give clue number four out to everybody here.
All right. The first clue is I played a pro game in this city. The second clue is they don't have a pro team in this city. The third clue is the city is named after a former president.
And clue number four?
Deion Sanders' first home field as a professional coach. Well, not a professional college. Coach. College coach. How about to say high school? College coach.
All right. So
this is his first field as a college coach.
So the field you played in this game you're talking about, it was Deion Sanders' first field as a college head coach. All
yes.
right. I, you know what?
That's a layup.
The next person even had that. If you know your prime trivia, that's a layup right there. All right. 215-592-9494. Back to the phones here. Greg in Phoenixville is up. Hey, Greg.
Hi. How you guys doing?
What's up, Greg?
Good, Greg. What's up?
Good. I got a guess at the end of my phone call, and I didn't need the fourth clue. I had it after three.
All right, good. All right, what are you thinking on the Eagles? What are you feeling here?
I was excited to begin the day, and I'll tell you what. I was driving my 11-year-old son to school, and he was watching some TikTok video, and I heard one of the NFL primetime jingles behind it. And, oh, my God, it was getting me so hyped.
Oh, I missed that, Greg. I think the two of them, at least recently, still did something on ESPN+. But I missed the old Sunday evening, 7 o'clock NFL primetime with Berman and Tom Jackson. It was the best.
Absolutely. I mean, that got me. That just got me amped and just kept me amped all season long. You know, for the Eagles, I was at that open practice, and I know they don't, you know, divulge a lot of plays. But I'll tell you what, watching Saquon come out of the backfield, catch some of those balls out of the flat that they did at the open practice, I'm hoping to see more of that in the Eagles offense. A little motion, some some short passes and whatnot. I'm looking forward to seeing that in Brazil.
Greg, me too. I mean, I think they're going to have to, too, because right now it's up in the air if they figure out how to defend the blitz and, you know, can they have the right guard situation where they need it to be. But getting the ball out of Jalen's hands quickly is, to me, the key to everything.
Yes,
they need to
totally
do that.
I agree with that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Completely. All right, Greg, you got a guess for us? What's the city that you play the game in?
I do. Jackson, Mississippi.
Yes, it is. You nailed it. Congratulations. Now, Greg, do you remember the game?
It was a preseason game,
yeah,
wasn't it?
It was. 1995, when Hugh was on the Jets. Jets-Eagles, 1995, Hugh, in Jackson, Mississippi.
Jackson, Mississippi. I don't know why we were there.
No, either.
But we were there. We were definitely
there. Greg, good job, man. You won the prize. $50 gift cards to Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Join us this Thursday. I mean, you could use a gift card whenever, but join us, everyone, this Thursday. We're going to be there live for our show, 10 to 2. Specials all day long and a beautiful view from the Chesapeake Inn Marina. Visit ChesapeakeInn.com for details. So what when you brought this up this morning, I didn't remember this. You played a game in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah, and for the life of me, I don't know why we were there, but we were there.
It was you. It was Jets Eagles
first year in the league.
First week of 95 preseason.
Yeah, because it was the Eagles' second preseason game, if I'm not mistaken, and it was our first preseason game.
We found the broadcast of this game.
Do we have some
on
of
YouTube?
It?
And it starts with
Dick Stockton.
Well, it starts with, I think, like the end of a presser of Rich Kotite.
Oh, wow. Can we hear this?
Yes.
Coaches are hired to be fired. I'm not sure I agree with that, but I have nothing but the warmest feelings for everybody. This is a dream come true, to be able to come home.
He denied any bitterness, but couldn't wait to get back to New York. And Ray Rhodes couldn't wait to tackle the head coaching job, a man with 5 Super Bowl rings richly deserved. Tonight they meet in much more than a routine preseason matchup. Ray and the Eagles, Richie and the Jets, right here, right now.
Yeah, that was weird.
Welcome to Jackson, Mississippi.
There it is. Dick Stockton, Jackson. So I guess it was billed as the Rich Kotite revenge game. Is that, were they really billing up a preseason game as the Rich Kotite revenge game?
Well, yeah, I guess.
We've seen a recent example of this.
What's that?
Belichick's revenge in 2018 preseason.
Oh, yeah.
He kept the starters out there forever.
Oh, I remember that.
We beat them in the Super Bowl.
So Rich Kotite, of course, went to the Jets and proceeded to win 4 games over the next 2 years combined. 4 games over 2 years combined.
Yeah, it was bad.
With first-round pick Hugh Douglas leading the charge.
Oh, now he's leading the charge.
But you were his first pick. Well,
Kyle Brady was the first.
First-round pick.
Were you the best player on the team? And you were rookie of the year.
I don't know, because there was a lot of questions. Like
you probably were one of the few best players.
When I was there, like I can remember people looking like, man, we can't believe we drafted this mofo. I remember that like it was yesterday.
Like, they don't know who he is.
It was the level of disrespect was high. So I had an attitude because they were looking like, you know how you could just tell when people are like, man, I don't know why we drafted you.
Yeah.
You're going to be a bust. So, yeah.
Well, you were not a bust. You were rookie of the year.
No, but initially, like the first couple games, I could feel that. I used to hate coming in the building because I forgot who we played. We played Miami the first game, and I don't even think I got close to the quarterback. Dan Marino was quarterback, and they had Richmond Webb. So then I remember the conversation started to shift. Like, did they draft the wrong guy?
You allowed 52 points that opening week.
Yeah, we got trounced.
Man, 52. Yeah.
And I forgot who we played the next week. I think it was the Patriots.
Colts.
The Colts, yeah, we got trounced that game, too. So, yeah, that third game, the pressure was starting to
Do you remember the first win that season that year?
Jacksonville.
You had 3 sacks in that game.
Yeah. That's when I had – that was my –
it was your breakout.
Breakout game. About to say coming out party, but that didn't
– I mean, that's an appropriate word to say.
I'm an ally.
It was your coming out party.
I'm an ally. So, yeah, it's cool. I would have rode him until he told me no.
I didn't remember the Jackson, Mississippi games. Apparently, the last one they did was 2006. It was the Colts played there. I had no recollection of the preseason
like,
games.
It was hot. It was hot. I remember it was just hot.
Is there
hot.
Anything to do in Jackson, Mississippi?
Not a whole lot.
Okay.
Not a whole lot.
Would you rather go to Jackson, Mississippi to play a game or Sao Paulo, Brazil?
don't know, Sao Paulo seems like it would be a little bit more, like, from what I've seen from Elliot, yeah. It's a little bit more cultured.
Sure.
But, you know, that whole telling me not to go nowhere type deal, that's what they call it. Like, when you go to a city and they tell you not to do a whole lot of stuff, that's what they call a mark. You know what I mean? It's like a mark. I don't want to be a mark.
No, you do not. All right, Elliot joins us coming up at 1:30 to talk about Brazil and set the scene for the week. Sammy is up on WIP. Hey, Sammy.
Oh, my gosh. Am I on the air?
Sammy,
oh,
you're on the air, Sammy. What's up?
What's going on? Happy belated birthday, too.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
I can't believe we got a football game on Friday.
Yeah, it's going down.
I remember watching those old games of the Tampa Bay. Now we got the real thing on Friday night. I can't wait.
It's go time here, Sammy. So, Sammy, what do you think? Is this the best team in the NFC?
You know what? I want to say yes, but, you know, the Detroit Lions and San Francisco 49ers might have something to say about it. But, you know, the Eagles are going to come strong. And, by the way, I got to give a shout-out. This is Shout-Out Tuesday. We got to give a shout-out to my main man, Cowboy Jim, who called Sunny Hill a couple weeks ago, and he kept it nice and easy. And it was great. Shout out to Andy from Deptford that won a $300 scratch off from the Wawa. Sir, a shout out to Mike Madman Mikey, King of Prussia, that actually held the door open for somebody. And shout out to Black Ready for getting the free kickback from McDonald's.
Sammy, you sound like you're ready for an Eagles champ first. You got one?
Eagles. How about Saquon Barkley? 3 touchdowns. Eagles win 42-14. I don't care. And by the way, the Phillies are going to win in the business tonight in 2011. Can I get an Eagles cheer? Still bet your flex, man. And we're going to do it now. By the way, one more thing. I'm down to 300 pounds from 340. You know I'm going to hit it.
Sammy, love you, buddy. Now we're ready for football season around here.
That was wild.
Sammy's one of my favorites.
Sammy gave everybody a shout out.
I mean,
we are all
Eagles
inclusive.
Chants are the best.
Yeah. He sets the bar so high for Eagles
we are
chants,
all inclusive.
Man.
I appreciate it.
When I hear Sammy, I think Lincoln Financial Field. I don't know what section, two something, and he's been screaming and drinking for hours, and that's how the Eagles chant sounds.
Yeah,
give me an Eagles chant, Sammy. See, this is why Howard Eskin is not right usually, but sometimes he is. And when he says that it's not fair, we lost a home game, we lost a chance for Sammy to be there and to scream like that for 3 hours.
Yeah, that was wild.
I know we're gonna have a lot of fans down there. It's gonna be.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, plenty of people are traveling. But the atmosphere, it's more split, Hugh. It's a neutral site game. There's going to be a lot of Packers fans, a lot of Eagles. It's not, you know, I want 70,000 Sammys in the stadium.
Yeah, and like I it's can't a home game.
Yeah, and I can't have that.
I got to feel it. Well, Green Bay has a pretty good fan base, too. I was about to say it might be more Eagles fans, but it might be split. It might be 50-50.
Yeah, you know, we'll ask Elliot if he's noticed some Green Bay fans down there. Because Elliot's been down in Sao Paulo, I believe he left Sunday. So he's got a...
He's been there for a while.
Yeah, he's getting the lay of the land. He's going to join us here coming up.
Ask him if he's caught Herb down there yet.
That's right. Herb is down there. Now, which of the two of them, who's more likely to stay out of trouble the whole week? Herb or Elliot?
Oh, Elliot.
You sure?
I don't know. Elliot's already, like, in danger from the tweeting thing.
Yeah, he's navigating around the tweeting rule.
Like, Herb might be a little more low-key, you know?
I think Herb is more likely to get detained, but I'm not.
You think so?
He said he's more likely. Who's more likely to get detained? That is funny.
You better keep your mouth down and shut, boy.
I just think at some point Herb is going to he's going to push back on authority, as he usually does when he's on the air with
play
us.
Play with me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jake and Delco, what's up, Jake?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Jake. What's up, pal?
I don't know how you follow that phone call. My goodness.
Sammy is one of one. Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah, he lost his larynx by, like, A or G in that one.
When we get to the L, it's over. I mean, it's just he's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Well, the comment I have is that, you know, Hugh, we all love you.
But
I knew you were going to say that. You can't say you like Cowboy Jim. That's just – It was a
Freudian slip, man.
That wasn't a Freudian slip. That was real.
Jake, see, this is what it is. He no good bourbon, man. He's an okay guy.
But he's not an ally.
No, he's not an ally.
Yeah,
he's not.
Yeah, but I do know what you're talking about because you know I got respect for Cowboy Jim too because he's
it's a bit, but he stays in it, man. He doesn't come out of it for anything. He's going to ride it till the wheels fall off.
Yeah, even though we all beat him up, you're right about that. He hasn't caved. He stays, you know, being the Cowboy Jim.
And he calls, like, he regular. Does, yeah. He's a regular caller, yeah.
So that being said, I think the sentence should be Hugh loses a half a sack off his career total.
Okay,
for that.
All right. So you start the season at 79.5 career sacks.
That's fine. I mean that's okay.
The question is, by the end of the year, how many sacks does Hugh have? I'm going to guess he's under 40.
We'll have to determine whether we take away his Eagles sacks or his Jets sacks. Like, I mean, there will have to be some deliberation.
If we take away the Eagles sacks, he's going to lose his Hall of Fame.
He will not be in the Hall of Fame anymore.
Jake, what do you think? Are the Eagles the best team in the NFC?
They have the highest ceiling. I'll say that. You know, it's going to be tough to tell. I mean, the thing Hugh's been saying about, you know, they got a lot of new guys, and, you know, it's going to be a learning process for probably the first. The season's probably going to be the opposite of what it was last year. You know, I think the second half will be better than the first. And their ceiling is the highest, but I'm not ready to say
that. He don't want to say it, but he's talking about the defense. But I caught you. I caught that, Jake. You're talking about the defense. He didn't want to say it. He didn't want to give my props, Joe. But I read between the lines. He's talking about the defense.
Nobody wants to give you your props.
No, I'm just saying because it's the truth. The one thing I've been here – I can't even get it out now. The one thing I've been since I've been here is truthful. Eric just not coming around to it.
Yeah, I mean
– E-R-U-F – how you spell that?
Yeah, I screwed that one up. It's Eminominy.
Hey, good phone call, man. We appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, it's your truth. It doesn't mean it's the truth.
It's the truth. The truth.
Your truth and the truth are totally different things. All right, let's get the truth. What's it like down in Brazil? Elliot Shore Parks.
Did he get robbed yet?
I hope not. No, I hope not. He's fine. No, he's doing good. Elliot, how we doing?
What up? How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Well, we're excited to talk to you, Elliot. So before we talk about any football, set the scene for us. Every time I see a video or a photo of you, you're in front of a different landmark. Where are you?
Yeah, and right now there happens to be a band just walking by as I do my radio hit, so perfect timing with that. I'm currently right now standing out the side of Copacabana Beach here in Rio. A few hundred Eagles fans have taken over the beach. Everywhere you look, there's a Jalen Hurts jersey or an Eagles hat. And, I mean, it's amazing. It's been a really, really cool experience so far.
Now, I know you're not there by yourself, Elliot, but I have to ask this question because I've never been to Brazil, but I've heard the women over there are phenomenal. Have you seen some, like, is it like everywhere you turn there's, like, phenomenal women?
I'm looking at
let me tell you, Hugh. I am here with my wife, and she has looked unbelievable this entire trip.
Hey, way to keep it. Way to keep it.
Good answer.
Yeah, that's a great answer. That's a great answer.
But for you, Hugh, if you want, I can start to keep an eye out and let you know on the next hit what you'd like in here.
It won't be the same as it would have been the first time. But
that's all right. Yeah, I mean, Elliot, this is the reporter you need. This is the beat reporter you need. All right, Elliot.
Yeah, so for you, Hugh, I will do it.
I'm just curious because I've never been to Brazil, but I've always heard about, you know, I saw you went to the monument, the Christ monument.
Yeah, the Christ monument.
Yeah, and like every time I think of Brazil, I think about the Snoop Dogg video, him and Pharrell. I think of Beautiful. That's what I think of.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm going to the steps that were in that music video tomorrow. So if there's anything, you know, I'll send you a picture.
All right, I love the ambiance of the music in the background. This is great. This is perfect. All right, Elliot. After traveling, after
is that a ukulele?
It might be. After making the travel, Elliot, what's your thought on the challenge of the travel for both these teams? Because you've done it now.
So I will say I've taken long plane rides before. I've done 5, 6, 7 hour plane rides. This flight was definitely harder and longer, in all honesty, than other flights I've taken. So I will say all summer when the game was announced, and it is going to be a very cool experience. There's no denying that, but now that I've done the trip, it is going to be harder for these players to play on Friday than I initially anticipated. So the team is leaving tomorrow, and I believe around in the morning. So they'll do it all during the day, which I think is probably a good idea. My guess is they'll get it Wednesday night and probably, you know, somewhat go right to bed by the time they get there. They'll practice on Thursday, but it's a tough trip. I mean, even so much to the point where I think it's good they have a few days off before they start practice for their Monday night game.
Elliot Shore Parks with us here as we get set for the Eagles and Packers in Brazil on Friday night. Elliot is there right now. All right, Elliot, what did you make of Vic Fangio yesterday? Him talking about the defense, specifically Quinyon Mitchell. It sounds like rookie first game, he's going to play a lot here.
Yeah, and I think what's encouraging about Quinyon and the fact that he's going to play so much is I truly think he earned it. You know, I've covered a lot of training camps with a lot of first-round picks, and sometimes players just play because of their draft status, even if they don't have a great camp. I mean, Jalen Reagor, we saw when he was a rookie, he was out there right away, even though he was not outstanding in training camp. Quinyon, I don't think, came into camp with a starting job. I think they went in thinking it would be Avonte at nickel. They would start Isaiah Rodgers on one side and Darius Slay on the other. And I think Quinyon earned a job. He really did have an impressive camp. He had some great one-on-one reps against AJ, some great reps against Devontae. So I think it was very impressive. So the fact that on Friday night he's going to play a lot, it is a good test for him. The Packers receivers are very good. Jaden Reed in the slot, which is where he'll probably spend most of his time, is a tough matchup. But, you know, I think the Eagles, he's probably exceeded expectations for them if they selected him.
Ellie, we were talking earlier about the kind of game we expect on Friday night. Now, you know, both these offenses could be really good, really explosive. Both the defenses are young and kind of unproven as being good defenses because they haven't been in the last, you know, year or so.
Yeah.
But, Elliot, are you expecting a high-scoring game? Sometimes teams kind of feel each other out early in the season, but sometimes there's fireworks early. What kind of game are you expecting this Friday?
Yeah, so I think it's going to be high-scoring. I would bet the over if you're looking for that on Friday night, and I would do it for two reasons. One, to your point, I do think the offenses are better than the defenses. The Packers have a rookie defensive coordinator. The Eagles have a coordinator who obviously is not a rookie, but you know they're still learning his defense. It's his first time coaching the team. So I do think the defenses won't be as far along as both offenses. The offense, I know Kellen Moore is a change this year, but they kept a lot in place of what they had last year. And then we know last year the Packers had one of the best offenses in the NFL. So I think the offenses will be ahead of the defenses. But outside of that, to what we were talking about at the beginning of the call, I truly think this trip to Brazil is going to cause some sloppy football. I think you're going to see two teams in a new environment that are probably tired from the trip, and I think that benefits the offense. I think you could see a lot of penalties in this game. I think you'll see, you know, missed assignments, missed tackles, and that'll lead to points as well. So I do think it'll be high scoring.
All right, now that we got the football out of the way, let's get to the important stuff. So there's no tweeting in Brazil, we're hearing. That's out. So what are you doing? I saw you put up a poll last week, you know, who's going to be in charge of your Twitter account. Have you found someone to be in charge? Are you trying to skate the law down there? What's going on with the Twitter stuff?
Well, I'm definitely not trying to escape the law. I can tell you that much being down here. I'm not messing around with that. So, and look, everybody can go follow me on Threads. I've been posting a lot on Threads. I have Instagram going. But, yeah, I mean, the poll – you know, originally I posted Jack Fritz, Spike, and James Seltzer, and I believe Jack won the poll. But when I saw Jack won that, I said, I can't actually give him my password.
Yeah, that would have been a bad idea. Jack would have been a bad idea.
Yes, agreed. So, no, but, yeah, I mean, there's no Twitter down here. It does work. Like, I've been able to update it, but to be completely honest, I'm too afraid to tweet. So I'm staying off.
You don't want no smoke.
Yeah, no, I'm not a rule breaker. I'm afraid of breaking rules. So I'm not trying to, you know, I would like to go to the game on Friday and get to my flight home.
Don't want to go to jail in Brazil.
Elliot, listen, I as a friend, I hope for the best for you. I'm just saying, as the station goes, if we get to spend next week debating on whether or not Odyssey bails you out of prison in Brazil, it's pretty good content for the week. I'm just putting it out there.
I've already told my wife, if the authorities do come for me, she has to at least videotape me going and getting arrested over Twitter. If I have to go one way, doing it for Twitter, I guess, is near the top of the list of ways to go.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite a way to start
the
season.
That's hardcore, though. That's
a lot.
Hardcore.
It is. Elliot, we appreciate hopping on. Enjoy Brazil, and we'll check in again tomorrow. You tell us what's going on there.
All right, sounds good. Can't wait. Talk to you guys.
There he goes.
All
right, Elliot Shore Parks live in Brazil. So a couple of things. I love the band in the background. That really sets the scene for what's going on down there. And second, Elliot, he seems like he's trying to avoid prison at all costs.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like, you know, I don't think the question I asked was out of pocket because
the
it's
women?
Like, I mean, when you go to Brazil, like, I don't, anybody that thinks about Brazil, they think about the carnival.
Yeah,
they think about the different festivities that they have down there. They think about the scantily clad women that are dancing in the street. That's what I think of Brazil.
Well, Elliot, we know Elliot charts everything, so I imagine next time we talk to him tomorrow, he'll have something for you.
Hey, I hope so.
I'm sure he will. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls here. Where do you think the Eagles stack up in the NFC? I need to see it before I crown them the best in the NFC. Like Hugh Douglas over here, defense doesn't matter. Best in the NFC. I thought it's a luxury, not a necessity. Now it doesn't matter?
No, I'm saying it's a luxury.
Okay.
It's not a necessity.
All right, here we go. All right, 215-592-949 for a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.